DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sir Randy, how are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here on this.
We got the paperwork, by the way.
Oh, you did?
The paperwork is, we've got the PDF. We're getting it printed up and everything. We're set to go.
I got a spot for it on the wall.
Good. We just got to go get the frame and we're ready to rock.
I already got a frame.
Oh, you have one.
Yeah,
great.
Dog.
So I'll just give you the paper.
Man, yeah, it's nice too. It's like a fake gold.
So that's frame. How you know you're a knight. You come prepared.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
it. Well,
I didn't get it. She got it. But, anyways, it's still mine. But yeah, man, what's happening, man, on this steamy Wednesday? Look like it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, warm, hot next few 4 or 5 days. Obviously, it rained last night. You were at you had fun, right?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to say, like, me and my wife went and had a really nice dinner and some good drinks. And we sat outside.
Right.
It
rained on your head a little bit.
It rained a little bit, but we got to go inside and hang out with Bo. Thanks.
Right.
Shout out to Bo for hooking us up with the truest seats last night.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that was a baseball game.
Okay.
There's not much to say about the baseball game.
Really is. Michael Harris got a triple.
Yeah, thanks to Jorge Soler.
Yeah.
Shout out to Soler. Look, he hit the ball hard.
He did us a solid. He took two balls on the first two pitches.
He took the first three pitches of his first at bat.
Holmes was outstanding.
That was actually really fun
because
we're sitting right behind home plate. I mean, it's as close as you can get. And the seat that I was in, literally, I could not see the pitcher until the umpire took his crouch. Like, right as the guy was in his windup, you can't see through the ump, obviously. But so it's a great angle to see all the movement on all the pitches. And Grant Holmes is incredible.
Yes,
I know he went six last night, had 10 strikeouts and 27 swings and misses, and he was just dealing last night. So that's positive, obviously.
Yeah.
And the offense is just awful and got nothing going, and it was kind of embarrassing at times. But Grant Holmes is really good. It was really cool to see it from that angle because I don't know how anybody gets a hit off any of these guys ever.
Right.
Even De Los Santos, who's really bad and got peppered, even watching it from back there, it's like, well, I don't know how they hit it. But, I mean, they got Mike Trout and other guys in that lineup, so I guess those guys are pretty good and paid the hit. But, yeah, man, it was cool to be there. It was cool to be that close.
Right.
And it was not that cool to watch the offense
because
they're awful.
Yeah, I mean – can we move on?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm like, what else is there to say?
No, here's what else there is to say.
What else is there to say?
The only thing that there is to say differently, because all of that is the same, is what Ronald Acuna, is what Brian Snicker said after the game last night. This is different. This is a different reaction from him than we've heard in any other game. And I don't know if we have the audio on it, but I've got quotes from Dave O'Brien's article. He was just asked about, like, what, you know, the same question that he's been asked a million times, like, what's going on? And he brought up some of the technology, some of the video, some of the coaching, some of the analytics, I suppose. And he said, quote, "I'm telling you, this is a mental game. All of it. It's about confidence and feel. I think we probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all of that kind of stuff. We've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. They have all this information that they didn't have and all the video and whatever. And those guys put up unbelievable numbers back in the day. Now they're in the Hall of Fame. And now we're kind of overanalyzing everything.
If that ain't old school baseball talk like that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And Snit is a okay. you got a bow? And Snit is an old school guy. And he is 100 freaking percent right.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is. I'm gonna hope he is.
because you think about what the context of what he was talking about. It's like, just go freaking play. Stop damn every at bat, and it doesn't go your way. You go right down there. You look at the damn computer screen. Mm-hmm. You go back there. All that other crap. You go into simulators. All this other crap. And just go play and go do what got you to where you are.
Well, and it's got to be so overwhelming when it's not going well, which it's not going well for most of these hitters, to then get in there and maybe you hit one good every couple games or something like that. But then you see all the numbers, like the feedback, and it's like, well, but the launch angle was actually this and the exit velocity was this and I wanted.
And you're praising that, though.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, if you felt good about it, and then you see those numbers, and it's like, well, it's not really what we're looking for here, so maybe I'll tweak this slightly. And it's just like all of the – it's too much. It's too much information. Now, again, every team has it. Every team does it. Not everybody sucks like this. So let's not just say the Braves are watching too much video.
But but what is it then?
I don't know.
So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that.
It's the best explanation that I've heard for why a bunch of guys that are good at hitting and have been good at hitting all at the same time stopped being good at hitting.
Yes. Like, it's not just one.
There's no, unless the water's bad or something like that. I don't know. Like, or whatever. Like, because it makes more sense to me than leadership or sort of like mysterious, non-existent, intangible or whatever that this team doesn't have. Like, no, I mean, they brought in a new hitting instructor. I'm sure there's also lots of other people on staff that get paid lots of money. That's the thing, is like, okay, say this is the problem. We're not going to stop doing it. They've invested millions of dollars into this.
Yeah.
They're not going to stop doing it.
No, they're not. But again, go back to the whole praising of, well, the exit velocity's there, but it went to the damn outfielder.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's an out.
It's an out.
He hit it super hard. But
like, all
out.
this is that part, but that's why, like, I haven't heard a manager say, like, talk like that in a while, which Snit said. And I'm not saying he's trying to make an excuse for it and everything. This is what he sees. And so when you look, he's a baseball lifer. And so him having to adjust to what he just said is also a big deal.
Oh, I bet it's so annoying.
I bet it's so damn annoying to him when one of these snot-nosed brats named Brad comes down to him and gives him a piece of damn paper that says, well, according to this, all that crap. I'm sure he wants to smack him in the mouth.
We need Michael Harris to be swinging at the first pitch and trying to elevate the ball in the air, because when he does, this is like, but he's batting 140 right now. Maybe he should be patient, try to hit it on, you know, hit it the other way.
Maybe.
No,
that's not right. No,
the computer doesn't say
that. We need it in
the
air. I don't know. Maybe we put it on the ground.
Yeah.
No. Maybe
he try to Ichiro it. Just hit it on the ground to the left and run.
He didn't run.
He's really fast.
You know, so, yeah, that's the thing with this whole, and I don't want to go into trashing baseball and all that crap.
No, but it's not just baseball.
But it's just not baseball.
It's not just baseball. It's basketball. It's every everything. Sport. It's every sport. And we've seen sports now, like, it has gotten too efficient. They have allowed so much of this stuff to be how decisions are made, how teams are built. I mean, there was a great quote from Jeff Teague on his podcast a couple weeks ago about how he got cussed out by someone in the front office because he shot a good mid-range shot.
Yes.
And he made it.
Yes.
And they were like, we don't do that here. It's like, well, but I, okay.
you know, I go back to something that you said a while back, and it is so true to this conversation right here. When do we start letting dorks rule the world? Just like this. When do we start letting dorks rule baseball and football? Well, go for two on this and all.
When we all got too dependent on the internet.
Yeah.
The internet did it.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Man.
Bill Gates started it, and then, you know, these other guys have picked it up and ran with it. Right.
Yeah.
And now they're our dork overlords, and we have all their crap in our pockets all the time. People are letting cars drive themselves out there.
But the thing about it, I mean, baseball is hard. Like you were talking about, sitting there and watching the ball move and all those different things. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you're praised if you hit three out of 10 balls.
That's right.
You're the Hall of Fame for that. So obviously it's hard. But something is wrong, and something is broken with this damn team.
Mm-hmm.
for all of them to be like for the most part, all of them mm-hmm. are struggling the way they are. Something's broken over there, I don't know what it is. Does Schnitt need to go a bat to the damn Gate Aid cooler? I don't think that's going
to
help.
Do a bat to the video monitor.
Yeah, something.
Then they don't have to watch.
How about
anymore
a bat to a ball on a tee?
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting in front of a video screen trying to guess what pitcher's tendencies are.
Right.
It's a game of guessing. If you go up there looking for a certain pitch and you get a different one, you're not going to hit it.
You're not going to hit it. Exactly.
So they're going up there looking at tendencies of pitchers. Yeah. This is what I think it's going to be in this count, but they never waver from that.
Right.
Like sometimes you got to
adjust.
And just not doing it. So
it's a.
He never lies, as Chipper Jones once said.
He's one I will quote on that. They need to get back on the tees and all these different things.
Yeah, I do wonder. This is all speculation that I'm about to throw out there right now, because I know he was involved a couple of years ago, right, with the staff. I half wonder if, like, he's in there and he's doing his work and helping, but then there's all this other input, too, from guys that, you know, aren't in the Hall of Fame for hitting.
Of course there is.
And he's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm not going to argue with some guy who's like a physics major,
dude,
about how to hit a baseball.
If that's what
you think these guys need to do, you go.
I would not be surprised, because I'm a Chipper damn Jones. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm rich as hell. I got this big ass ranch somewhere in Georgia with my wife and my babies, and I can day drink and play golf and ride four wheelers all damn day. And you think I'm gonna come down here and deal with Brad?
Come here and try to get Michael Harris out of a slump?
Yeah,
mess
with Brad from MIT. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, no, I do. I really do. Like, I didn't anticipate this conversation going here, but I'm kind of glad it did. Like, this is such a it's such an interesting time in sports where they have allowed all of this stuff to happen so much, and it can't, like, football's had it come in, but football, there's just so much more stuff happening on a given play and so many more guys involved, and physicality is such a part of it. Like, you can't, like, analyticize football to the extent that you can do it in baseball and basketball, because there's so many more controllables in baseball and basketball.
Right.
But you've seen leagues try to push back a little bit, like, with the pitcher's got to face three batters before you can take him out of the game. Or there's a pitch clock, so we can try to speed this thing up a little bit. All right, no more shift. You can't shift because everyone was shifting all the time.
Right.
Like, you're kind of having to take some of the, like, the analytics fixes or the analytics gaming that they've done to these sports and say you can't do it anymore. Because here's the thing to me about efficiency in sports is it tends to be boring.
Yes.
Like, inefficiency is actually pretty entertaining when it comes to sports, because then it's just really talented athletes trying to figure it out. Trying to make everything efficient in sports is actually pretty boring. And so, you know, I don't know. Again, every team in baseball is doing it, and I'm not just going to say this is, like, the only reason why the Braves can't hit, because there's other teams that are doing this too, and they're hitting. But I thought it was an interesting explanation for maybe why everybody is going in the same direction.
I'm going with it because I don't have a reason why. Something broken over there. I mean, the bottom damn line. And we talked about it but it's the same old thing. I think, well, God, what I see is that they were been shut out, four of the last seven games?
Yes.
Like zero. Mm-hmm. And again, only team I watch and care about are the damn Braves. But how many great pitching performances have this team just blown?
Squandered. Yeah.
And I'm talking about squandered with no runs. Mm-hmm. Not even one. No runs. And this dude is out there striking out 10, 12 guys. You can't get one run?
I think they're 6-11 in Grant Holmes' starts.
How many
this
times
year.
They
and
had
he's dude, done a nice job.
First in, but it was Matt Olson, Austin Riley on second and third. Mm-hmm. I know it's two outs, but still.
No. Well, Michael Harris's triple with no outs.
No outs.
That led the inning, and they couldn't get him in. And I mean, even Acuña, who's been one of the bright spots.
Gold of four.
Golden Sombrero last night, man.
One of them was a crap, but the other
yes,
three.
One of them was a really, really bad strike
one
three
was
call.
Crap. But the other three
is just kind of flailing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, they've been shut out three times in the last five.
Oh, my guy's coming back tonight, though, baby. So all is well.
Jerkson Profar.
All is well, baby. There's
here
that spark, baby.
Save the day. Here's what they should do. Get some of that stuff he was using. Just don't get caught for it.
Yeah, man. I'm sure they got plenty.
Get everybody juiced up in there.
Get the masking agents and stuff.
Yeah, get some good masking agents and start cheating. That's what this team needs to do. We'll come back and get to what's trending here to kick off the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I think, it, you know what, I kind of look at it like in thinking he's going to be good for our lineup. It's going to be an impactful switch hitter in the middle of our lineup. And, you know, I feel good about getting him back and putting him in there. You know, hopefully he can spark us and do something to help us, you know, get things going.
There you go. That's
No more Verdugo and Eli White, unless it's like a pinch something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's gonna pay the piper today.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Who are you thinking?
One of those guys.
One of those.
Probably guys. Verdugo. He just doesn't have as much versatility. Like, because you can use some of those other guys as pinch runners,
right,
and stuff like,
right,
that. Like, Verdugo's not particularly fast.
Right.
They played him last night.
With a lefty
starting,
yeah,
and he didn't have any success. But I don't know. Maybe it was like last night, the farewell. Thanks for your service.
That could have been it. Or what is it? Let's get some film on him.
Yeah.
Maybe we get some for him.
Yeah, maybe he has like one good night, and then you can trade him to somebody. Yeah, I don't know.
Let's get some film on him.
I don't know. But that would be my guess, unless there's another name that you're kind of just not thinking about that's – back end bullpen guy, or I don't know, but yeah. So Profar will be in the lineup today. A couple weeks ago, they had said they'd probably bat him second, but I think they like Olsen batting second now after Acuna.
Yeah.
So you stick him in the middle of the lineup and probably go Acuna, Olsen. Maybe another. I don't know if they would really do this, but maybe there's a way to get Ozuna like 15 days of.
Well, Let's
sit him down.
We talked about it yesterday, you know, because he is hurt. He's banged up. He is banged up. So do you get – and you got two capable bats to be – you know, switch off as DH when you talk about Sean Murphy and Baldwin. So, I don't know. It just is this hip the reason he ain't hitting well? I don't know.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Ever since we found out about it, he's batting like 195.
It's been bad.
Yeah.
But they got to figure something out. But hopefully, Profar, like Schnitz said, he's a some kind of spark. I mean, he's better than what you got.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely better with what you got.
Definitely better than.
And then he hit the ground running is when he got to Gwinnett, was doing really well up there.
Hit a bunch of homers in Gwinnett.
And so, yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Yeah, that's all there is.
That's all I got for you.
It's the last one, I think. Well, no, because then Sale, right? So we keep doing this thing of like, because at first it was, well, when we get Strider back.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. All right, he went 0-5 his first five starts.
Yes.
All right, when we get Acuna back, well, yeah, he's about to be the leading vote getter in the outfield for the National League, and he's batting 360, but it hasn't mattered because no one else is doing anything. Well, you know, when we get Profar back, that's our new one.
Yeah. I mean, gotta be something. I mean, speaking of Chris Sale, 90, I mean, Chris Sale's been for a long time.
Yeah, they moved him to the 60-day IL, which it makes sense. Makes like, he was always going to miss that amount of time.
Yep.
He's got broken ribs, and he's a pitcher.
Yep.
So
that's going to hurt.
Hopefully he's back.
That's going to hurt for a long time. But they did go get a pitcher, Hunter Stratton.
Love Hunter Stratton.
How can you not?
I've been a fan of his for a while.
That name, dude. You know he has gas. Hunter Stratton. Come on, man.
And then they optioned him to Gwinnett. But they traded him. They got Hunter Stratton from the Pirates.
What are we doing?
It's just one of those years.
One of those years.
All right. So they play again tonight. Hopefully they win. Maybe they will. It was kind of fun to see Mike Trout play.
Yeah.
Mike Trout had never played at Truist before.
Really?
Because every year that they play, he's been hurt. Right. He hadn't played against the Braves in Atlanta since Turner. And he sparked that rally that they went on in the eighth inning, too, because he kind of hit what would have been a single for most guys down the left field line, and he turned on the Jets. Kind of old school Mike Trout and turned it into a double, and that got everything started.
And then there went the game.
Yeah, and that was it.
That's the damn game.
I was sitting there with my wife watching the game, obviously. We're sitting there, and Dylan Lee was out there, and then they brought in Dos Santos, and I was like, we might as well go home.
Yep.
He was like, traffic. He was like, why? And I was like, this guy, right here. You seen this guy pitch before?
Dude, I just turned because they wanted to watch because they're going to see Jurassic Park, the new one tomorrow. They're like, I was like, I ain't watching this no more. So, Dad, can we watch like the last Jurassic so we can get caught? I was like, yeah, have at it.
Yeah,
man.
Do it.
Have at it, dude.
Might as well.
Because I tell you, that guy, man. No, what the hell with that? These guys.
Grant Holmes is really good.
I'll sing that guy out because I ain't never liked him. I still like the other guys. Goodness gracious.
I like most of them. I just wish they'd play better.
Goodness gracious.
All right. From bummer highlight to another bummer highlight, Coco Gauff's out of Wimbledon.
Gauff will need a first serve, you feel here. Does get one. Goes deep. Gauff is into the net. Unbelievable. A look of disbelief around number one court as the French Open champion is sent packing by a brilliant, determined play from Diana Yastremska. The number two seed is out. Yastremska goes into the second round, having come through 7-6, 6-1.
Sound like damn Robin Leach.
Yeah.
Sound like Robin Leach a little bit.
He's going to start describing an expensive yacht.
Hell yeah, man. But yeah, that sucks because both of the top American women are out now. And now, you know, and people are saying her game doesn't translate well, in which I'm still trying to figure out. But she's had a rough time at one.
Mm-hmm.
She really, really has, coming off the big French. And I just love her attitude. I got a chance to see some of her presser afterwards. And, you know, she's such a positive young lady. I can use this time to get better and all those different things like that. But, yeah, it sucks that she's out.
It is interesting when – because she – I mean, she's obviously so good and has won a couple majors now. And this is just a – you know, I don't know a ton about tennis. But when we've had these young – kind of superstar players, they tend to be really good in the other three, and then they have to learn how to be good at the French because it's such a unique surface.
It's clay, right?
It's interesting that she's already so good on clay and kind of, you know, struggled a bit on grass. I mean, she's done okay in the other majors as well that are on hard court, but I mean, my guess is she'll probably figure it out as she goes on
years
in her
old.
Career.
She's going to get one of them.
She'll get a Wimbledon.
Yeah, she'll get a one. But, yeah, that was just disappointing.
I saw Alcaraz struggled in his first match,
It was on in here, and I was like, hold on. Did that say fifth set?
Fifth set in the first round like, for Alcaraz?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I was like, all right, well. But maybe they just haven't recovered yet. They really just got back from France.
It is true. The French Open did just happen.
Yeah.
I guess it's always been like this. I don't remember it being so condensed, but I guess it always has been. NBA free agency continues on. I think a lot of the big stuff has probably already happened. Yes. I mean, you're still kind of waiting to see what bigger names, but guys that are a little older, veteran players might do. Obviously, the story yesterday was what the Bucks did with Damian Lillard. Yes. To waive Damian Lillard and then stretch his contract, you're going to be paying him $20 million a year for the next 5 years to not be there.
Dude, I saw a quote this morning, and it really so true. Like, the Bucks are basically paying Miles Turner $50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, basically
paying $50 million damn.
Yeah, to pay Dame to go away so you could pay Turner to come. And
yes, it's ugly.
Yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know ugly. If that's going to keep Giannis. Maybe it will.
I don't know. They say Giannis over in Greece chilling. So I mean, I don't know. And he hasn't said anything. I know. Haynes said that he was not happy with the move and all those different things. But Giannis hasn't technically come out and said anything.
I also haven't seen that from anyone else.
No.
Not to say that it's not a true report, but this is the one insider has tweeted that, and I haven't really seen it from anybody else.
And then they stuck with damn Doc too.
That's true.
Stuck with damn Doc. They live in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of bad.
Yeah.
I guess Dame's already had a couple teams reach out to him, which is pretty cool. The Warriors, the Celtics, and there was one other team maybe that already reached out to him. If I'm him, just rehab and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
no need to do it now.
I know there's, you know, with all the new modern medicine and all these new technologies with all kind of injuries and everything, they try to get you back a little fast. Just take the time. And if he's ready, because I know a lot of people, if he's ready by spring, that's a lot of rehab.
Yeah.
Hell of a tendon, all those different things, man. But yeah, I mean, he's from the Bay Area, so.
Yeah, so the Warriors would make sense.
Yeah, the Warriors make a whole lot of
sense.
That'd
be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just hope whatever he does, like, this is just a sucky chapter in the Damian Lillard story.
Yeah, man.
Like, it was what he did in Portland for all those years was so cool, and then finally left, and no one blames him. Like, he kind of had to. He gave him a shot, and it didn't work out. And then to go to Milwaukee and, you know, it didn't work.
Right.
It wasn't good. And then to get hurt.
Why is it okay now for these dudes to move, but everybody gives Ron a hard time?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Cleveland wasn't putting nothing around him.
Yeah.
So I went to go play with some better players. But we're talking about Giannis. Everybody's like, Giannis should leave. Just like, Dame should leave. Why?
Well, I think LeBron made it okay.
Yeah, exactly. But people are still trying to kill him for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, people. That's like one of the tame things people kill LeBron for.
Yeah, that is true.
Killing. I mean, criticizing LeBron for everything is like it's a new norm. We said this before. It's an industry.
It's a new norm.
Like people have
made careers,
yes. And have bought like nice homes, sent kids to good schools. And their main thing is criticize LeBron. What do you do for a living? I invent mean stuff to say about one of the best basketball players to ever live.
Yes.
Yeah. Does that pay well? Pays great.
Pays great.
Pays great.
Do you not see this view?
You wouldn't believe it.
You see this view?
Yeah.
You want to go put your feet in the sand?
You taste that fancy whatever you're drinking?
Yeah, man.
That was paid for by me hating on LeBron.
Hell, man.
I don't know. That's why people are haters.
But the thing today is because Ayton clears waivers today.
Ooh!
So now, like,
championship piece.
But that's what I'm saying. It's amazing because all these damn Laker fans out there. We ain't done nothing. We haven't got a center yet. Well, the center that is rumored to y'all, you can't have him yet.
Right?
You can't have
him. Clear waivers.
You can't have him yet.
Also,
they need to do something.
When you do get him, then you just have DeAndre Ayton.
Dude,
no offense, but like,
he's 27. Is this his last
DeAndre
shot?
Ayton. Nah, I mean he'll probably still.
He played well in the Bucks series.
Which one was that?
When they were.
When he played for Phoenix.
Yeah. And then got that bread.
The Raptors and Jakob Poeltl, who we made fun of earlier in the week, agreed to a $104 million extension.
Jakob Poeltl got $100 million.
So Jakob Poeltl says, "Shut up, Andy and Randy.
Damn.
Don't be making fun of me." Yeah, $104 million extension.
That why they fired Missouri?
I don't know. Is that on the way out?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, you promised him what? Damn it. Now he got to do it? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to college football, a couple different college football stories, including, I think Arch Manning's going to be pretty good, but this seems like maybe a little too far to go. We'll find out next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey. At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. This hour, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Some more sort of rumors circulating about TJ Watt and what's going on there with the Steelers. Just a good number to start with here when thinking about TJ Watt is the four-year, $160 million that Myles Garrett got. So we'll start there with our conversation in about 20 minutes. We'll get into what Paul Feinbaum said about Arch Manning in just a minute as well. I did want to say one more thing on the back end of what we were just talking about. We kind of were doing the tongue-in-cheek thing about people hating on LeBron and player movement and all that kind of stuff. It feels like the new CBA, one of the things that's going to – and I think this was intentional.
Yes, it
but
was.
It seems like one of the things that we're seeing in the first couple free agency periods in this new CBA in the NBA is a lot less superstar player movement.
Yes.
It's going to happen still sometimes,
right.
But it's just not going to be like it was 5 years ago or so. That one crazy offseason where – I think it was 2019 where Kyrie and KD went to Brooklyn mm-hmm. – and
found a way to get James Harden there.
Kawhi and Paul George went to LA, and there was a couple of other big name guys that moved that summer. I just think the NBA doesn't want that.
Well, I mean, that the second apron is because of that now. Because, I mean, you're talking about a whole whoa lot. And when you look at the teams that are in that apron right now, I mean, Boston saved $190 million by getting rid of Porzingis.
In two trades. Yeah.
$190 million.
Yeah, with Porzingis
and we always
thought
that was going to be a thing because of new ownership and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, I love how Draymond says it because they signed that dumbass – you know, that's collective bargaining agreement, you know?
But yeah. I don't know. What are we not like about it?
I can see how maybe
some superstar players
might not like it. Had an issue with super teams. I don't have a problem with dynasties, those different. I have no problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just me. I don't care. But I mean,
no,
you
don't really have a problem.
I like the fact that Oklahoma City just won a damn title or Denver just won a title.
I like that. I also like, and I think, and it's just kind of the era that we grew up in. I like superstar players having a team.
Yes.
Like, again, go move teams and do all that kind of stuff. I just don't know that, like, and the league has continued to make money, but it's a professional sports league in America, so it's going to make money. Is the popularity where it was previously? I don't know. Is that because of player movement? I don't know. But I just think that, like, a superstar player being in a market for a decade is good for the fans in that market, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think Steph Curry playing for the Warriors for his entire career is good.
Definitely.
And I think that's what this is going to lead to more of.
Well.
Which I think is good.
I mean, I think it's good, but I think sometimes now with the player movement part about what you said is they got to win. You know what I mean? You can have a superstar player forever in a market and
yeah,
not win.
But even if they didn't, they're still beloved, though.
But
you know what I mean?
But it's more to it than that now because athletes are judged so differently now than then. It's all
do
about.
Do you think that's part of? Do you think
the ring thing is 100% real?
No, I know it is, but for some, yeah, I don't care about that.
I don't give a damn either.
But like, do you think that the player movement played into that though? Because guys were jumping teams because they wanted to get rings.
Yes.
Because of the influence of the conversation about ring culture.
Yes.
I don't remember. I mean, obviously, it would have been great if, like, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp would have won a ring in Seattle. They didn't. They're legends forever. Like, no one's like, but they didn't do this. No one does
now
that.
Now they do. They do about them.
Who?
About Sean. They will say that today. Now.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, that's because the whole landscape changed.
Yes.
Because those guys wouldn't have ever. Now, Sean Kemp really only played there for X amount of years. Maybe that's not a good example, but like Reggie Miller. Like, Reggie Miller is an absolute legend in Indiana. Like, if it was the now era, maybe he would be treated differently because he didn't win a ring.
Correct.
Back then, it was like, yeah, Reggie's great.
Reggie's
like,
great.
Of course he's great. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Yep. He's associated with the Pacers. Like, he comes back and he's cheered and all that kind of stuff.
Like this, it's like, we're like, if you're going to get a statue, where should it be?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Or like if you were going to the Hall of Fame, the baseball thing, what hat are you going to
wear?
What
hat are you going to have on?
Like, I think that matters. Like, I think it's important for the health of the league for star players to be associated with teams.
Yeah, I agree.
And markets. And I think more than anything.
I like it.
I don't know that it matters for, like, the health of the league. Maybe that's not the right way to put it because they just signed a $76 billion media rights deal. So, like, the health of the league is fine. But I do think it's good for building long-term fans. I think it's better for, like, local markets to buy into a guy for a long period of time that's going to foster, like, lifelong diehard fanhood.
Do we live in a life nowadays where that is? Because now kids love players.
I know, but
they
I think
teams like we
I know, did. I know, but right. I think that might be because of the last 15 years that we just came out.
You think that's because of the movement that you went away from teams and more to players?
I think so. I think because if you love LeBron and you lived in Cleveland or wherever, you just loved him, and then he plays for five teams or four teams that he's played for.
Mm-hmm.
You just follow him, right?
That's like, what I do, yeah.
There were people that loved Jordan and then just became Bulls fans.
Right.
And then still are.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Maybe not so much now because it's been a long time, you know, and it's been a hard 20 years since
hard
then.
Hard 20.
25 years since then. But, like, I just think, like, you get people you get people to be diehard fans of teams because of the player playing there for a long time. I think the last 10, 15 years, you just had people being fans of players because they're jumping teams. That, like, if Kevin Durant's going to the Hall of Fame,
yes,
100%.
Yes.
If it was baseball and you put a hat on the statue, what hat would be on Kevin Durant?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
He wouldn't have one.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. That's what I don't know. I think the most loyal fan base to me are college fans.
Yeah.
Because it's all about what's on the side of the helmet or what's on the front of the jersey.
I know, but even that's changing, right? Because, well, I just think in terms of like, because you also had, you're right, like you're loyal to the helmet and the logo and all that kind of stuff. But like, we're in this weird player movement era of college football too. That will end soon. Like, right. This is not going to be like this forever. It's just too insane to imagine that it could be. But like, we're in that era of college sports now too. And I don't know, like, it's as popular as it's ever been. Football is. Basketball certainly not.
But do people follow college players for leaving and going to another school and
so.
Like, oh, that's
no.
my school now because
no, I don't
you
so.
Oh.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think you're right. I think that's the one that's been able to be a little bit different. But I don't know. The more professional it gets,
the more you might start hearing.
Just wait until a college tries to like move for money reasons. You know what I mean?
Georgia's gonna move to Fort Valley.
Yeah, they're gonna hold Athens hostage for some funding or something like that. And they're like, you know, we are the University of Georgia.
Yeah,
we'll just relocate to Macon.
Yeah, watch out, Mac Town.
You know what I mean?
They're building us a new campus.
Wake Forest actually did that. Wake Forest originally was not in Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. It was in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And the whatever cigarette guy who owned everything, his daughters were going there, and he didn't want them to go so far away, so they moved the campus to Winston-Salem.
Damn.
He was like, actually, Wake Forest is going to be here now because my daughters aren't going that far away from me.
Where is Wake Forest?
Winston-Salem.
No. I'm saying Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Like, far from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, where the Democrat would that be?
I do think this will happen, though. Like, as we sort of get greedier and kind of grimier in college sports. I don't think we're that far away from a school taking their stadium off campus if they can get funding somewhere close. Like, all right, well, this county or something like that is going to build us the Oklahoma Sooners Dome. And we might get a Super Bowl there or something like that.
It
wouldn't surprise me. We're like two steps away from teams doing
Wake Forest. It looks like it's northeast of Raleigh.
Yeah,
it's like 6 hours from here.
Yeah, so we're moving it here.
Yeah,
we're moving the college. Okay.
Oh, why not? Might as well. But yeah, this is yeah. But that's why I've always one of those like when Giannis needs to leave and Dame should have left. And I'm like. Why do I thought we wanted our athletes to stay one team?
I always loved that Dame stayed longer than everyone said that he should.
Yeah.
And then eventually it was like, all right, clearly we're not going to get enough talent here to make it work. I want to take a shot. But here's the other thing of it. Think of how many times like all-star level players like that have left to go team up with another guy and how often it fails.
More than anything.
Yeah, almost always.
Yeah,
it almost always fails.
Yeah, now it's more you're a superstar, you join a established type team that you are the missing piece, like Kevin Durant in Houston. He's a missing piece.
Right.
He's a missing piece.
Maybe.
We'll see. All they need is a bucket getter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, but like we've said this before about guys doing this.
Yes.
Right? It's like, oh, okay, perfect. They got Dame. Or, oh, perfect. They got Paul George and Kawhi or whatever. We'll see.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me Houston wouldn't surprise me if they don't win a championship.
Oh, no doubt about that.
You know, it's just so hard to win championships. But, like, I'm with you. Like, I think it makes sense. Like, logically, it makes sense for him to go there. But I don't know. We'll see. He's 37.
I thought about that. He's 37, but he's missed two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Two full seasons.
Yeah.
With the foot and then, obviously, the Achilles. Mm-hmm. He's a young 37.
Well, maybe. Or maybe his body breaks down sometimes. You know,
I mean the because it was what's it called, the metatarsal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one, and then the Achilles was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I like that move. But
I do too. I'm just saying, like,
and then I love the coach.
There's been a bunch of moves like that over the last handful of years, and I can't think of. I mean, I can't think of any of them that have resulted in championships. Teams built through the draft.
People,
and win championships.
What's Chris say? People follow coaches. Look at how many Colorado fans there are. because of Deion.
Well,
I mean, that's different. That's different.
That's different. And I think that person tweeting that knows that it's different.
That's a lot different.
But you know that. Because, like, I don't think Florida fans became Ohio State fans because Urban Meyer went there.
No.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't think, like, I'm not an Alabama fan because Kalen DeBoer went from Washington to Alabama. Yes. I think Deion has a little bit of a different thing going on.
Yes.
Let's hear Paul Feinbaum talk about Arch Manning.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
Yeah, he couldn't wait to get that one off. He knew that soundbite was going to be a clickable. Maybe, I don't know. There's been some pretty good ones since Tim Tebow.
If he's that good, they're winning us championships.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, there's a short list of guys that you would say have had that type of impact or even season.
It's Cam, it's Joe Burrow.
Maybe there's a couple other guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are national champions.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, Texas could win a national championship with Arch for sure.
Yes, they can.
But, like, that's what you're saying.
Yes.
If you think he's going to play the best college football season since him – which, by the way, I think maybe those other guys had better seasons than him, too, by the way.
I agree.
I think what Joe Burrow did at LSU is, and what Cam did at Auburn are the two best college football seasons we've ever seen.
Tebow had a great career.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
That, I'm talking about them two dudes, that one season?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. But, no, Arch, I mean, I think with his ability, obviously he got his dad's athletic ability. But, yeah, and with, I mean – We both are like meh on Sark as far as, you know, big games and everything like that. But
he just still has never beat a team that is more talented than
him. It's all about week one, mm-hmm. you know, and we know where they're going and things like that. But
where are they going?
They're going to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can get there, because start the season when you talk about Texas and Ohio State. But, I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't think Arch is overhyped. Because that was one of the things where coming out, Manning, everything like that, he's just whatever. No, this dude can play. This young man can play, everything like that. One thing Paul said was, you know, I do think that Sark stuck with Quinn Ewers too long, especially against Georgia. I'm not saying that Archer's going to win that game because I don't think he would have. But at the same time, you went too long with him. You see this dude's ineffective. He can barely move. He can't step into throws. But yeah, you kept him out there.
Yeah, no, and it's tough, right? Because he won so many games for him, so you want to ride with him. But yeah, I think they played that wrong. The other thing about Arch that you don't know is, I mean, common sense says in college football right now,
mm-hmm.
You know, he plays that well, he's gone.
Right.
But who knows?
Who knows?
He's Arch Manning.
And like, he's paid.
Yeah, he's already.
Well, he ain't no one of all pick paid.
No, he's not that. But I mean, family's doing fine.
Yeah. Tank for Arch. New Orleans, they need to start Spencer. No, who's the other quarterback?
The worst guy they have is Jake Haener.
Jake Haener.
Which pains me to say because he was a Washington.
Jake Haener needs to be the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints this year. Tank for Arch.
Yeah. Is there a good rhyme? Can we do a good rhyme for Arch?
What you mean?
You know, because you can't just tank and Arch don't rhyme. Because he used to like... What was it for Tua? Tank for Tua.
Tank for
or at
Tua.
Least that's alliteration.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that crap?
Yeah.
Tank for Tua?
They were tanking for Tua.
Oh, God.
Be awful for Arch?
Awful for Arch?
Yeah.
Barf. Now, barf for Arch doesn't quite
No, there's never there. I like awful for Arch. Be awful for Arch. Saints need to just let Haener play and just – because they got Kellen Moore, so you got a coach that knows how to work with young quarterbacks. If I'm New Orleans, I'm going all
Only thing that rhymes with Arch is March.
So, and marching, Saints marching in.
Don't march for Arch. Because marching's good, right?
Just depending on what's happening at the end of the march.
Just complain. Sometimes marching's really bad.
What's happening at the end of that march?
But, like, the Saints going marching in is good. Yeah, it's true. Sometimes, where are you marching to with all that attitude? All right, we'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.